You are now listening to the CRC podcast, brought to you by Pastor Ad Bosso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Come on this morning there, in front of your homes, give God a mighty praise and say, I trust you, God. Come on right in this place. There are many thousands and thousands gathered in this place this morning. Amen. By faith, we welcome you to every CRC location. We welcome you this morning. TBN One Gospel, Facebook Live, YouTube, CRC Radio, correctional facilities across Africa. We welcome you. Then, of course, all over the world in Russia, Israel. We're very excited. America, India, Africa, Europe, and China. Come on, say it one more time. Say, I will trust my God. Hallelujah. Come on, if you are in this place, you are one of the privileged. Give them Lord a mighty praise. We welcome all the churches, all the locations. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody on the balcony. Hey, I do this every Sunday. I say all the young people on that ramp over there, give the Lord a praise, etc. And soon it's going to be reality. Then all the young people are going to be up there. And soon the thousands will be back on the balcony. And this place will be jam-packed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, say it this morning. We only have a moment together. So then we have to get you out of here, sanitize the building, so the next people can come in. Say it this morning. I am on the road to recovery in Jesus' name. Take your seat. Open your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 30. And let's read from verse 16. We know what happened at Ziklag. Ziklag is burned. David loses everything. The mighty men that is with David loses everything. We know that they fall on the ground. They cry. They weep. They are in distress. And then David has a moment in the presence of God. And he leads the charge to recover all. God is looking for people that will lead the charge. Whether it's in your home, in your business, in your school, in your university. Come on, leaders that will turn things around by the power of God. So, my message this morning is plans and pursuits. 1 Samuel 30 verse 16, and when he had brought him down, the Egyptian, that David's breakthrough, there they were, spread out all over the land, eating and drinking and dancing because of all the great spoil which they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. And David attacked them. Hallelujah. Time for the mighty men and the mighty women of God to stand up, to arise and shine. If that's you this morning, jump to your feet and just give the Lord a praise because you can. Hallelujah. We're not going to wait for things to change. We are going to change things in Jesus' name. Amen. You move, God moves with you. So David attacked them from twilight until the evening of the next day, and not a man of them escaped except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. So David recovered all. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to say it again and again until you believe it. You are going to recover all. God will have the final say in your life, and 2021 will be a year of divine restoration. You better write down everything that you lost, because I want to tell you, God's going to give you a plan and a strategy to recover everything that you lost in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives, and nothing of these was lacking, either small or great. Nothing of theirs was lacking. Whatever has been stolen, the devil has to repay double for your trouble in the name of Jesus. Say amen this morning. Come on. Nothing of theirs was lacking, either small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything which they had taken from them. David recovered all. Now, I told you last week that a recovery or the journey to recovery is never easy. But your response when something is attacked in your life is critical. Your attitude is the little thing that makes a massive difference. So David's men in time of crisis fell to the ground and they gave up. David, on the other hand, fell to the ground, strengthened himself, and got up. You know, my brother and my sister, nothing is going to change until we get up. And we are going to get up by the power of God's grace. We are going to get up by the power of the Holy Ghost. You may not know how, but God is in you. And by the power of God, God is going to lift you up and give you wings to fly. And you are going to recover everything, every small thing, every big thing. God is going to take you higher, and God is going to take you further than you have ever been. Say amen. They're in television land. Hallelujah. You never accept losses as final, ever. So what did David do? We spoke about this quickly. Number one, David strengthened himself in the Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, the Bible says, but David strengthened himself in the Lord. You know, in time of crisis, you can run to many places. Elijah, in time of crisis, ran to a dark cave. David, in time of crisis, ran to God. No matter what life throws against you, I mean, nobody planned this COVID lockdown. And I don't think there is a person that was not affected in some way on planet Earth. But thank God we are not alone. Thank God that He is with us. Thank God that He never abandons us. Thank God that He has the answer when we don't have the answer. So David runs to God, and he first recovers himself. Secondly, as he was in the presence of God, David made up his mind. Listen, a lot of people waiting for things to change, and I don't know how long this lockdown is going to stay. This thing can drag out till June next year. So for the time being, we are going to have to live with masks, and I think a lot of good has come out of this. I've always sanitized my hands, but now, thank God, I'm shaking clean hands. Amen. Everybody is sanitizing their hands. So cleanliness is next to godliness. So this is going to stay with us, okay? But if you're going to wait for a vaccine to change things in your world, you may be waiting for a long time. You are going to have to get a mind to say, I'm going to get up. I'm going to get up. I'm getting up now. I'm getting busy now. I'm trusting God now. I'm going to do whatever my hand finds to do now in Jesus' name. I know the battle is the Lord's, but I still have to present myself on the battleground. I may be knocked down, but thank God I'm not knocked out. It doesn't matter how you fall. What matters is how you get up. And I want to tell you that you cannot keep a good man down. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. It's time for the tough men and the tough women of God to lead this recovery journey. And we are going to fight the battle. And the people that are weak are going to benefit by our strength in the name of Jesus. Shout amen. Hallelujah. So a made-up mind is a very powerful mind. I said that your attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. You know, one man with a backbone will accomplish more than tens of thousands who only has a wishbone. What do you have this morning? God needs somebody with a spine, somebody with a backbone in Jesus' name. Somebody that will stand up, somebody that will lead the charge like a Jonathan, somebody that will face the odds, somebody that will be on the battlefield when everybody else cringes away in fear, somebody that will step up to the plate like a young David while Saul and the rest of the people hid away in fear. Listen, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Shout amen in the name of Jesus. So you've got to make up your mind in the presence of God that I'm going to get up. Not tomorrow, now. And you have to make up your mind that defeat is temporal and that you refuse to make defeat or any loss something permanent in your life. Are you listening to me? Until you don't get up, there's nothing God can do for you. We can all cry, whine, complain. I mean, we were in revival in the beginning of the year, and we had to adapt or die. And the week before the lockdown, God gave me an idea. That was the Thursday before the lockdown, And God said, talk to TBN, talk to One Gospel, talk to whoever you can to get on to broadcast your services live. And God gave a supernatural favor. They had to change absolutely all their programs. They've never done it ever. But I had a word from God, a rhema. And when the rhema word of God came, I did just not think about it. We acted on it immediately, and God gave us favor. And we've had many other television channels phone us, please, don't you also want to come on our television station, okay? When God gives you a rhema, listen, the fish are not going to jump in your boat. You still have to let down your net. You still have to catch the fish. You still have to get back into the ocean. You still have to do the possible for God to do, be able to do the impossible in the name of Jesus Christ. So, pastors, although we pray, that's not the only thing we do. We put feet to our prayer. So the most natural thing when you fall over is to get back up again in Jesus. 2021 is going to be the year of restoration. You know, you can feel people's power. If you look at me with a neutral attitude, I'll tell you now already, you're lying down on the inside and you ain't recovering nothing, buddy. A recovery is not something you're going to do in neutral. And you're not going to do it in a coma. You're going to have to fight. When Israel crossed the Jordan, the land didn't fall into their laps. And the more you lost, the harder you are going to have to fight. The more determined you're going to have to be, the more courageous. And you get that in the presence of God. I understand that. But in the presence of God, you also have to make up your mind. Not a half your mind. You have to make up your mind. I'm not going to blame the government. I'm not going to blame apartheid. I'm not going to blame this COVID for the rest of my life. God gave me a promise that I'm going to recover all. And by the grace of God, I'm going to recover all. I'm not going to be a whiner. I'm not going to be a complainer. I'm not going to be a crybaby. I'm not going to be a thumb-sucking Christian. I'm going to get up and I'm going to get over and I'm going to get on with the process of recovery. Shout amen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You need to make up your mind. I can't overemphasize that, because no matter how often you are touched by the anointing, no matter what plan God gives you, if you remain passive, nothing is going to change. Jesus never sits with the sitters. He runs with the runners. So it's time for recovery. It's time for the businessman to get a strategy and a plan and to lead the charge in your company and to go back to your people and say, today we are starting the journey and the process of recovery in the name of Jesus, by the grace of God and for the glory of God. Say amen. So number three, you better get a plan and a strategy. Before David pursued to recover, David inquired of God and he got a plan. My question very simply is, what is your plan? I ask my pastors all the time, what is your plan? Failing to plan is planning to fail. We know this. So what have you lost? And how are you going to recover your losses? Because there's a way. Say amen. That's why the Bible says in James chapter 1, when you go through a trial, test, tribulation, pray. Pray for what? Wisdom. Pray for the ability to apply knowledge. How do I get out of this valley? I toiled all night and I caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. So you need a strategy. You need to get a plan. A workable plan, not an airy-fairy plan. You know, charismatic Christians are very good with airy-fairy. Shandai, Shandai, Hyundai, Honda, Kawasaki. They're very good. They're very good at talk. Talk's not doing it this time. Better get a plan, a workable plan. When those of us that were the army, the older people like myself, 30 plus, before you attacked the enemy, you had a plan, right? And you trained. You got everybody to believe in the plan. Think about this for a moment. I mean, David is on the ground. He has got no strength. He's in emotional turmoil. Then his men turn around him. He gets himself in the presence of God. More than that, maybe one of the greatest leadership lessons, apart from Paul on the ship that was going down, and Paul comes with a plan to save everybody. You always need a plan if you're going to get out of trouble. You're not just going to get out of trouble, it's the exception, by just saying Jesus. When you say Jesus, he may still say to you, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. Stretch forth your hand. You still have to do the possible for God to do the impossible. And think about this, David, how amazing his leadership was to convince those people that are on the ground, they've given up, they're negative, the company is at loss, retrenchment is inevitable, ruin, surrounded by ruin. And we don't know how many people were there, but one statement from David causes 600 men to be filled with courage. That a moment before that were hopeless leadership. And they don't first have a nice meal because there's nothing to eat. They don't first go to Mauritius because there was no plane to Mauritius. They didn't first have a sleep. The Bible says immediately. It's amazing how emotion follows motion. How when you make up your mind, how your emotions line up with your decisions. How a negative becomes a positive. Come on, somebody, give the Lord a positive praise in this house this morning, just because you can. Come on. Oh, come on, give him a praise this morning. There in front of your television set, let's change some of the atmosphere, some of the negativity that has been holding so many of you bound in your minds. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph, somebody. I know this is not kumbaya, but we're talking about recovery, and recovery is real. Recovery is going to require a backbone. Recovery is going to require a very close relationship with God. Recovery is going to require guts and determination and resilience. All people think are part of the carnal human nature. People just want to flow and glow. You're going to have to do more than glow. You're going to have to go face your giant. You're going to have to go face some facts. You're going to have to get a plan. So get a plan. Get a plan and work the plan. Not any plan, the plan God shows you. Get committed. Get your staff committed. Not we will try to recover. We are recovering. We are going to fight until we recover all. No matter how long it takes. A day and a half, it doesn't matter. Another year, another 3 years, it does not matter. But I will recover all and more by the grace of God. Come on, shout amen if there's anybody on the balcony by faith. Like everybody can just sit and complain and complain and complain and complain. No. No. When I sit with people, the most important thing I'm doing is to change the energy. I sit in Zoom meetings and I can see everybody's like flat batteries, and I use my energy to change them, whatever it takes. Because you don't run a car on a flat battery. You don't run anything on negative energy. Hello? I don't tell you, I'll tell you that God doesn't like loss. God never lost his son, he gave his son. The thief comes to steal. I don't care what preachers say. God is not behind this COVID, because God is not in partnership with the devil. Listen to me. Maybe you learned something you never learned before COVID, but you could have learned it without COVID. Listen. I wasn't about to start slapping people around, because what are you doing still alive? So Proverbs 24 verse 3, the Bible says, a house is built by wisdom, becomes strong through good sense, through knowledge. Its rooms are filled with all sorts of precious riches and valuables. So we're not just talking about finances, we're talking about your emotions, we're talking about your relationships, we're talking about your health. Whatever Satan has stolen from you, God wants to restore in your life. Can you handle that? Say amen. That means so be it in Jesus' name. Abraham Lincoln said, give me 6 hours to chop down a tree and I will spend the first hour sharpening the axe. So we're not just going to go blindly and just attack everything. We are sharpening our axe. These 6 months we have sharpened our axe as CRC. We have engaged on every level. We have plans to eradicate poverty in certain areas of South Africa. Listen to me, in partnership with huge business. We have not been sitting waiting for God to open our church doors. God has given us plans. God has given us strategies. We have sharpened our axe and we are ready for the church. When the church comes back, we are going to attack the works of Satan on a whole nother level. We are going to attack gender-based violence, racism, poverty. Come with our plans of land reform without touching one commercial farmer. We've not been in a lockdown and we're in despair. We have sharpened our axe. We're ready to wield that axe, not against people, but against systems. Are you listening to me? Not shut down, overcome by negativity, watching the media, thinking suddenly you're the prophet of the world, since you've been having too much pizza, putting on 500 pounds in front of your television. Suddenly you're the self-proclaimed prophet. Just keep rank. Just get busy with your personal recovery. Recover yourself first. Get out of your negativity. Get out of your pessimistic attitude. Just recover yourself first in the presence of God. Say amen. See, it's different to be here than television. Because television, you can switch me off. Praise God to be spot, man. In elk geval. Thomas Edison said, good fortune is what happens when opportunity meets planning. What's your plan? What's your plan? Oh, the battle is not mine, the battle is the Lord's. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. And? With Jericho, God gave them a plan. At Baal Perazim, God gave David a plan. When Peter needed tax money, God gave him a plan. When Israel invaded the promised land, God gave them a plan. It's somehow people think when you serve God and you pray in tongues, you lose your common sense. Any enterprise is built by wise planning, becomes strong through common sense. Profits wonderfully by keeping abreast of the facts. Nothing happens by itself. Not even this COVID happened by itself. Someone behind it. Say, who? The devil. Satan. Maybe a scientist, I don't know. But still the devil. Alexander Graham Bell said, before anything else, preparation is the key to success. Eleanor Roosevelt said, it takes as much energy to wish as it does to action a plan. Proper planning and preparation prevents poor performance. So what's your plan? What is your strategy for your comeback? If a sportsman suffered an injury, like wait for Nick in our church in Bloemfontein, when he played touch rugby, I've prayed for him a million times, but he did not just have prayer. He went for rehabilitation. He went to Dubai. He went to Germany. He trained and strengthened the muscle when in the natural he could never run again. It was like end of his career. And I said, no, you have a promise. But now you have to action the promise. You have to do the possible. And when he was about to enter the first race, he had a setback. I said, hey, circumstances has no relevance on the word of God. You keep on rehabilitating yourself. And he recently ran a 45 second on 400 meters. And he's on the comeback trail to be the next world champion by the glory of God. But he could have given up like everybody else just gives up. But he didn't. He kept on working. 1 year became 2 years, became almost 3 years. Kept on working, rehabilitating, training, setback, falling down, getting back up again, resilient, bounce back attitude, never say die attitude. I'm not a quitter. I'm going to keep on keeping on. I'm going to recover. I'm going to run again. I'm going to get the gold again. Oh, come on, somebody, I'm preaching to you this morning. In the name of Jesus, you are going to recover and you are going to go to a higher place than you've ever been, because God never said you will be the tail. God said you will be the head. God never said you'll be below. God said you will be above. In the name of Jesus, shout amen and give him praise in this place today. Hallelujah. Number four, you have to get busy. Make a plan and get busy now, tomorrow, with your words. Isaiah 42:22, the Bible says, but this is a people robbed and plundered, all of them snared in holes, like lockdown. And they are hidden in prison houses. How long was our houses, our prison? It's the longest ever I've been in one city. As much as I love this city, I just had withdrawal symptoms because I'm never in the same place in 1 week. So, say they are for prey and no one delivers, for plunder and no one says restore. Get death and doubt out of your mouth and begin to declare a word of recovery and restoration. Then you have to get busy with your prayer life. James 4 verse 2, the Bible says, you have not because you ask not. Psalm 2 verse 8, God says, ask of me and I will give you the heathen for your inheritance, the uttermost parts of the earth as your possession. Jabez prayed very boldly. He said, God bless me. Enlarge my territory. Keep your hand upon me. Keep me from evil. And God granted him his request. It's time for bold prayers. It's time to pray in line with the promises of God over your life in Jesus' name. Elijah prayed and the heavens opened. Bible is clear that faith without works is dead. You dig the ditch, then God will fill it. You move, then God moves with you. You sow your seed, then God gives you the harvest. You seek the mind of God, God will give you wisdom, as Solomon did. He prayed to God and God said, you know, everything happens in prayer. We can't be a prayerless people. Solomon prayed and God said, ask me anything. He said, God, give me wisdom. Wow. Wisdom. Wisdom. God's mind for my situation. And then not only does God give you wisdom, God gives you the grace, like Paul said, I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, the grace of God that was given me. You see, when you're empowered by grace, you don't sit and suck your thumb. You get busy. So David immediately moved. 1 Samuel 30, verse 17, the Bible says, then David attacked them from twilight. Now we know twilight is the time between day and night. You can check it out in the Oxford and the English scholars, ex-Mavrikaner, wat Engels probeer preek. Maybe you're cleverer than me, but my dictionary in any case says it's not necessarily in the evening. So for those of us that were in the military, you always attack the enemy. And we learn this from the Bible, by the way. Do you know, we even learned from the Bible how to do our sewage system. God gave Israel clear instructions on hygiene, on where to, I mean, 3 million people, there's a lot of, you know. God gave them. So we use that actually as the military, South African military. We use it from the Bible. Even the way we camped, we learned this from the Bible. Even attacking the enemy, first light or last light. We just did what the Bible told us. It's amazing. How no general has a new plan, that all these things are in the Bible. So for your recovery, there's a word for you in the Bible. There's a scripture for you in the Bible. You have to get busy with what God promises you about your future. Come on, young person. You are going to get that degree. You are going to get that promotion. Maybe this year you were demoted, but I'm telling you that the Bible says promotion does not come from the east or from the west or from the south, but from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. God has your future in the palm of your hand. You better believe it and get busy wherever you are. Serve. Serve wherever you find yourself, whether you're in the pit, whether you're in the pot, whether you're in the prison. You do your best and God's going to promote you. God's going to give you favor. Amen. But you're not going to be one of those young people that sit on social media and all you complain about is white institutional racism and you're not willing to go get a job somewhere. Now I've lost 1,000 people. That's fine. Somebody has to tell you. If you're always looking for something to stop you getting ahead in life, you'll find something. Woo! Now let's give the preacher an attitude. Why did you say that? Because it's the truth. Might be your wife. Might be your cousin. Might be your education, lack of education. As long as you think there's something stopping you. You know, God will show up in the prison. God will show up in Potiphar's house. God will give you favor when everybody else is sidelining you. And God's going to take you to the top. And then you'll be able to reform that institutional racism in that company from the top down. But you're not going to reform it from the bottom up. Some of you have to learn to bite your time and bite your tongue at the same time. Stop speaking strife and division. You still have a long journey, 40, 50 years, and you're already impatient in your 20s. Wake up, man. God's busy with your character. Stop the entitlement mentality. It's going to get you nowhere. Nowhere. Nobody owes you anything. Taught my kids in my house. Nobody owes you anything. Are you listening? It's one of the greatest revelations you can have. Nobody owes you anything. You are entitled to nothing. We either go full Bible or we go no Bible. We don't do Bible 50%. And culture 30%, and hatred and anger 20%. We either trust God, as God took Joseph in a foreign land and God took him to the highest place, God, so that God would get the glory. I know people don't like this preacher because he talks truth, but that's your problem. I'm not going to mollycoddle you and lie to you and tell you that your skin color will get you somewhere. Amen. When we talk about recovery, people have dreams to own companies and they're 28, they burned out, discouraged because they're not driving a Ferrari. Hello, wake up, please, man. Wake up. So David did not try to recover, he recovered. Yes. He fought righteously. Amen. With God on his side. Yes. And I want to say to you this morning, if God is on your side, It doesn't matter who's against you. Your very enemies today will bow before you tomorrow. The very people that sideline you today and criticize you today, they will have to answer to you tomorrow in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have put you down and those who think they have the power over your destiny and over your future, watch what God is going to do. God's going to take you like this, and He's going to promote you, and He's going to lift you above them, and they're going to have to walk into your office and say, yes, sir, no, sir, three bags full, and then you're not going to say, now it's my time to push you into the ground. You're going to be like Joseph, and you're going to say, what was meant for evil, God's turned around for my good. So I'm going to bless you. I'm going to show you that there is a better way to treat people. I'm going to show you the love of God. I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to bless your family. Come on, that's what David did. He did not only recover for himself, he recovered for the whole nation. He did not just fight for himself. He fought for those who could not fight. And that's what we need in South Africa. We need people who will fight not just for themselves, but will fight for others, for the poor and for the weak and for the frail and for the broken and for the women and for the children and for those who have no jobs. Come on. I believe God is going to bring an economic revival in South Africa. People are going to own massive businesses so that you can employ many people. But then partner with us to attack poverty, to build houses, to build clinics, to build schools, to give young people righteous education, and to change the face of South Africa. Or what is the point? Not just about me and you. It's about the world we find ourselves in. But it is also about you. Sitting in this place today, watching through that television today, you matter. 2,000 years ago, God sent His Son to die for you, to help you recover yourself in God, to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I want every head bowed, every eye closed, even there in your lounge this morning. You say, Pastor, I need a fresh start with God, a new beginning. Even in this place this morning, wherever you are, all our locations, you sit there this morning, you say, I need a new beginning, a fresh start with God. I want to pray for you. You say, Pastor, I need to give myself back to Jesus. I've lost myself. If that's your desire today, and you want to accept Jesus, or like the prodigal son, come back to Jesus. Wherever you are, in this place, in your home, quietly lift your hand. I want to say a prayer for you right where you are. Just slip your hand up right where you are this morning. Say yes. Yes. Lift it up. Lift it up. And pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Thank you that you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you're alive. I surrender my life to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give them a big God bless you, all those beautiful people on TBN and One Gospel. Please write us. Go to our website, crc.org.za. We have churches all over South Africa. And if you don't have a church, it will be our greatest honor to come and have you worship with us in Jesus' name. We all do better together in Jesus' name. I pray that God protects you. I pray that God blesses you. I pray that God gives you wisdom and guidance, that God shows you your plan and your path of recovery for the glory of God. I speak the strength of God, and I say to you that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And I just say that you will recover all, not by might or by power, but by the Holy Ghost. Now may the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. God bless you. We love you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.